Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday, April 1st. I hope you're well. Coming up,
they'll be able to fend for themselves. I think it'll be very safe, actually, but we have nothing to do with that. What happens in the Strait, we're not going to have anything to do with.
Trump says war in Iran could end in a fortnight, and last year was Ireland's second warmest ever. Plus, we'll have all the other news making headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, President Donald Trump says the US will be leaving Iran very soon. Speaking to reporters at the White House last night, he said the exit could be within 2 or 3 weeks. Earlier, in an angry post online, he said the US wouldn't be there to help other countries anymore, telling them to get their own oil.
We'll be leaving very soon, and if France or some other country wants to get oil or gas, they'll go up through the Strait and the Hormuz Strait. They'll go right up there and they'll be able to fend for themselves. I think it'll be very safe, actually, but we have nothing to do with that. What happens in the Strait, we're not going to have anything to do with.
Last year was Ireland's second warmest year on record, with the fourth wettest autumn on record and the highest ever wind gust of 184 kilometres per hour. The figures are released in a new report on climate change, which shows clear evidence of rising temperatures and more frequent extreme weather events. The Climate Change Advisory Council says it brings growing risks for communities, infrastructure, essential services and the economy. Professor Peter Thorne, chair of the Adaptation Committee of the Climate Change Advisory Council, says climate change is no longer a future issue. It's already here.
The costs of Stormy Owen, some of the flooding that we saw over the last winter, runs into the hundreds of millions of euros. So this is a huge cost to communities, to individuals, and it also affects, of course, in the end of the day, your insurance premium, because in the end, they're spread betting on the economic losses.
Scramblers will be banned in public spaces from Friday. New regulations are set to be signed later after the cabinet meets. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
This crackdown on scrambler bikes was prompted by the tragic death of 16-year-old Grace Lynch in Dublin in January. Transport Minister Dara O'Brien says the new regulations signed later will be known as Grace's Law. Coming into effect on Friday, it will institute a total ban on scrambler use in all public places. It means Gardaí will no longer have to look for a belief of dangerous use and will be able to seize scramblers. But some government TDs want the minister to go even further, with Fianna Fáil's Tom Brabazon calling for Gardaí to be given indemnity from suspension or prosecution for engaging people with scramblers.
Former Count Corla Minister and Fianna Fáil TD Dr. Rory O'Hanlon has died at the age of 92. The father of comedian Ardal O'Hanlon, he was first elected to the Dáil in 1977, representing Cavan Monaghan, and was re-elected at every subsequent Dáil election until retiring in 2011. Tina Gates has more.
During his long political career, Dr. O'Hanlon served as Minister for Health and Minister for the Environment, as well as Ceann Comhairle. Dr. O'Hanlon's cousin Paddy was one of six founding SDLP MPs at Stormont. An SDLP leader, Claire Hannah, says he was a true friend of the party over many decades, with a deep connection to the people of the North. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he's deeply saddened to learn of the death of his former colleague and good friend, and extends his deepest sympathy to his family on behalf of himself and Fianna Fáil.
Threshold and Age Action are urging the government to rethink their plans on modular homes. A planning exemption is proposed for units of up to 45 square metres built in back gardens, which would then go on the rental market. The charities say they're concerned the relaxing of planning rules could lead to substandard homes and fewer rights for tenants. Anne-Marie O'Reilly from Threshold says the elderly could be the ones to lose out.
Unfortunately, there are people out there who are unscrupulous, who will look to take advantage of somebody. And ourselves and Age Action are concerned that, you know, older people will be taken advantage of. And this really needs to be thought through very, very carefully.
Martina and Amy Burke spent the night in the Dolca Centre in Dublin after being arrested by Gardaí yesterday. The mother and sister of Enoch Burke were detained after visiting the teacher, who's an inmate at Castlereagh Prison. The pair were found guilty of contempt of court last month, and a High Court order was issued for their arrest. NASA is hoping it'll be all systems go for its first manned flight to the moon in more than 50 years tonight. The space agency is increasingly confident it'll launch Artemis 2 to space, with liftoff targeted for just before midnight Irish time. Crews are making last-minute checks and crossing their fingers that the weather will comply later. NASA's Jesse Burdis outlines the purpose of the mission.
Artemis 2 is a test of the spaceflight hardware to make sure that we understand how the astronauts and the hardware work together, and that we can test our maneuverability, our crew systems, our flight avionics, and all of the other things. So we're hoping we have a very successful mission up ahead of us in the next 10 days.
Cuilcha and the National Parks and Wildlife Service are appealing to the public to act responsibly in forests and mountains. It's the start of the wildfire safety season, with this year's campaign focusing on high-risk areas like the Wicklow Mountains. Pat Neville from Cuilcha says fire poses serious risk to people, wildlife and ecosystems, with long recovery times and major financial costs.
Forest fires in Ireland never start naturally. They always come from man-made sources of ignition. So if we all are really careful in the outdoors and don't light fires during the forest fire season, we can reduce the number of fires that we have in the countryside. So basically, if we don't light them, we don't have to fight them.
In entertainment news, the BBC has apologised for not following up on a journalist's inquiry last May about an allegation involving one of its highest profile presenters. The corporation says it is separate from Scott Mills' sacking on Monday. He hasn't commented, and the case, which saw him questioned under caution in 2018 over alleged sexual offences in the late 90s involving a boy under 16, was dropped over a lack of evidence. And in sport, in soccer, the Republic of Ireland were held to a drab goalless draw by North Macedonia at the Aviva last night. Troy Parrott hit the woodwork and had two goals ruled out for offside, but Ireland were unable to force a breakthrough. Head coach Heimir Hallgrímsson remains confident his team will be formidable in the next campaign.
How close we were is probably closer than many thought. I feel like this team is just a matter of time when we win groups and win teams that are much higher than us on the FIFA ranking. I feel like we can play whatever team that comes and at least give them a very hard game.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.